This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I gotta tell you, man, that Rob Manfred clip is the gift that will never stop giving. Welcome back to Gwen
Corey.
And Chris.
Corey! You tell our fans!
Sounded like
with
the girl.
Brilliant performance!
Sounds like the girl that was sitting in front of me at the game last night, Chris.
Yeah, what happened in the front of the row? We're back on Gwen and Chris, by the way. And they hang on, Squibby. Yeah. They just opened up the loft up here. And people are pouring in, getting ready, you know, to... relax.
It's like the running of the Bulls.
Before they start a game. Oh, it is. The doors are open and the people are in here. And people are psyched. I mean, they are fired up. I'm getting all kinds of thumbs up and, you know, people cheering already. And, you know, it's going to be something. All right, go ahead. So last night, Scraby's sitting out in the stands and you find the one fan who was having too much fun.
I don't think there was only one. But yeah. So in front of us, this person, she was having a great time in the first two innings, and then all of a sudden we kind of noticed that she was not looking so hot, and then I missed it, thankfully, but she ended up throwing up on herself, and all over the seat, all over the ground.
An impressive display, I must say.
In the bottom of the third inning. Like,
yikes.
She had to leave, and they had to come clean up, and these poor people are having to clean up while kneeling, basically, because everybody's telling them to sit down while they're cleaning up someone else's throw-up, and I was just feeling bad for them. It was a horrible situation, and before you ask me, or not you, Chris, but anybody out there saying, well, didn't you drink at sporting events? Yes, I did. But I never threw up on myself. I can tell you that.
That's impressive. I mean, to throw up is one thing, but if you can do it on yourself, I have to give you bonus points.
I mean, the people next to her had to go sit in other seats while they were cleaning the seats.
Yeah,
it's a disaster.
That's
it was
so
a disaster.
Sad.
So people don't.
I will say
like
one
that.
Thing though that you told me that the cleanup crew at Petco Park. Tremendous job. They had the sawdust ready.
Yes, they had to throw up sawdust.
Yeah, to kind of put the sawdust on that and, you know, wipe out. Because it sounded like it would be very uncomfortable for the rest of you to have to sit there for the rest of the game.
Well, it was fine once
right?
they
in
cleaned
the wake
it up.
Of that.
They used bleach and no one and those people didn't come back to their seats. But, like, even when I was at the height of my drinking, I never got to the point where I was throwing up on myself in a stadium. And
congratulations for that.
You got to be responsible. You do. And for the most part, last night, I saw no problems, Chris. I didn't see any fights. I didn't really even see people giving Dodgers fans a hard time on the way out of the park. And there was a Dodger fan that I saw tweeting earlier today saying, hey, I got to say, Petco Park was one of the most nice experiences that I've ever had at a ballpark. So good
job,
Dodgers
fans. Well, let's also give everybody in San Diego a thumbs up and, you know, us and everybody else who, you know, basically begged everybody not to throw stuff on the field last night, you know, right? Everybody took great care of themselves in that regard. And, you know, following the display at Dodger Stadium of, you know, prancing peacocks in the outfield having baseballs thrown at them, it was pretty nice to see the folks at Petco Park mind their P's and Q's last night. Let's hope we can do it again tonight. And, you know, let's celebrate like crazy, but let's do it the right way.
I got to do something real quick, Chris, before we get started on the conversation. And Jake Garriani from CBS 8 is going to be stopping by here shortly. We're not going to play Chris vs. the Fans here today, but Chris vs. the Fans is always presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And this hour, this is... this hour at 97.3 The Fan, Chris, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans.
You mentioned that. We got to thank our guy Rick. Not only Rick, our sales guy Rick, but Rick from Baja Cantina.
Oh, Baja Rick's Cantina.
Baja Rick's, yeah. I mean, that was a lot of fun yesterday, Scrape. I don't know about you. I really enjoyed, you know, being out there yesterday. I hope we could get to be out there during the National League Championship Series next week, and I think, you know, hopefully that'll happen. But that was a lot of fun, and thanks to all the fans. I mean, you guys made, you know, me in particular, I think Scraby also, but we felt great. You know, people kept coming up saying how much they like the show, how much they appreciate us, how they listen to us all the time.
Laughed at my bad jokes. It was great.
Right. And it was and enjoy the fact that I make fun of you all the time. That's what people say to me more than anything else, by the way.
No, they say you need to be nicer to me.
No, they don't. Some people say be nicer to you, but more people say I love when you make fun of Scraby. That's the number one I get. Sorry, Scrabe. Gotta tell you. But people were great yesterday. We really appreciate it. And I hope we're able to come out and hang with, you know, listeners again next week during the championship series. But it was fun. And I tell you, Baja Ricks had some food, man.
Oh, yeah.
They had some great food.
You didn't even get to see the seafood platter.
I know. I didn't even get to see the seafood platter because I gorged on the Cali burrito.
Oh, that's so
ahead of that. So I made up my mind. I went Cali burrito.
That sounds really good right about now.
I'm very hungry. Yeah, I don't know why you didn't just jump in with me,
because we're about to do a 3-hour show. Something tells me if I eat a California burrito before a show, I'm just going to be tired by the end of it. Let me finish this.
Hey, I wasn't tired.
Let me finish.
I wasn't tired.
Buffalo
I was okay.
Hey, San Diego sports fans. Buffalo Wild Wings is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon. Or get the fan favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Phillies still lead the Mets 1-0. The Mets are just blowing it in this game. I must tell you. That bases loaded in the first inning did not score. That bases loaded in the second inning did not score. They got the first two runners on in the fifth inning with Nimmo and Alonso and Iglesias coming up, and they didn't get anything. So the Mets have left 8 on base already in this game. They're 2-for-10 hitting with runners in scoring position. The Phillies, meanwhile, have only 2 hits. But they have a 1-0 lead on a fielder's choice ground out by Alex Bohm in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Philadelphia. They're trying to send that series back to Philadelphia for a fifth and deciding game. The Padres are trying to make sure that does not happen in this here series as the desperate Dodgers will try to stay alive tonight in game number 4. Yankees and Royals are underway in Kansas City. Just the top of the first inning. And earlier today, if you missed it, Detroit shut out Cleveland 3-0. And we should mention that was a bullpen game for Detroit. So the bullpen game can work if you're not careful out there. Padres are facing the Dodgers bullpen game tonight in Game 4.
Can you, you know, I saw this a lot on Twitter, and it's so true. Can you imagine, Chris, spending $1 billion on your team in the offseason, and then in your elimination game, you go with a bullpen day? That doesn't
That's
seem,
all you have.
That doesn't seem right to me. It's maybe didn't plan for something like this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is
that's crazy.
Crazy
to be sure. All right, our guy Jake Ariani from CBS 8, local CBS affiliate, is here. He's only got a few minutes because he's got a lot of work to do.
Chris is trying with the camera.
Let me turn his microphone on. There you are.
That'll help. That'll
Thank
help.
You, Jake. Thank
of
you for
course.
Coming by. How exciting is this? I'm trying to get the mic to Sir Botova. It doesn't want to shoot you.
The camera just wants to go towards you. That's brilliant, actually. That is a smart camera.
I haven't trained, I guess.
If I had more cameras like that in my career, I'd probably be doing a lot better.
You'd be doing a lot better. This is great, though, right? I mean, we're not guaranteed this. We feel like maybe we're supposed to get this, but we're not guaranteed it. So we got to really enjoy what we got right now.
I mean, you know, like a lot of people that have been around this team for a long time, this definitely wasn't guaranteed for quite a long time, right? I mean, there were years and years and years of bad baseball. And now to get this, to be in this moment with this crowd, what Peter Seidler and A.J. Preller and everybody has built, it's amazing. I mean, you sit here, you watch the game. I saw you in the press box yesterday, and you just soak it in, and you go, how lucky are we to witness this in great baseball nonetheless, right?
Yeah, the Padres are playing great ball. I mean, the Dodgers aren't going to give it to them tonight. We know that, but I don't know, in talking and being around everybody, I get the sense that everybody kind of thinks we've got it wrapped up, and we don't have it wrapped up, right?
I mean, look, you've been a San Diego fan long enough. You know not to get too far ahead of yourself. You know to embrace the moment, but don't get too far ahead of yourself. Yeah, I would say it's not wrapped up by any means. I mean, the Dodgers going with a bullpen day, but they got an incredible bullpen, so we'll see what they bring. And Dylan Cease throwing on short rest, I mean, as optimistic as we all want to be, short rest doesn't always favor people statistically, so we'll see.
There was criticism of the Padres this week from some of the guys in the national media, but you know these guys. You follow them. You're in the clubhouse enough. This is a class team, and I thought what Mike Shildt said yesterday, we don't have to defend ourselves to anybody. I think we know that, but maybe the rest of America doesn't know that yet. They're trying to paint us as villains here. Come on.
They don't need to defend themselves to anybody. The thing that did, Chris, is give them more fuel. Not that this team needs it, but like the Kim Rosenthal article, I mean, to be calling people dancing peacocks and kids pulling fire alarms and irritants, all that team needs to do is go, oh, that's what they think of us? Let's go out there and play some great baseball, and that's exactly what they did. All it did was help. All it did was help the Padres.
What did you think of Manny's play last night when it happened? Did you know that that was okay? Because I didn't.
No.
I mean, I don't mind admitting it. I did not know, and I think I've done a lot of baseball.
I was in the same boat. I immediately texted a bunch of people and asked a bunch of people. I said, I think the Padres got away with one there. Look at Manny was all the way in the grass. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And just a heads-up IQ play by Manny. You know, you obviously start asking around. You hear that's well within the rules, and you go, how brilliant. Who would have thought of that in the moment? In that kind of situation, in a big playoff game, this guy has the IQ to run inside of the throwing lane and get hit in, and that sparked the whole inning, man.
That was a whole deal. And Fernando Tatis Jr., he's hot right now.
Dude.
God, if we can just capture this for another 2 weeks is all we need, Fernando.
10 of 18 with 4 home runs in 5 games. That's pretty good baseball right there.
No strikeouts.
No
struck out.
And I think back, I know we've talked a lot about the 22 team and how they weren't as close as this team, but just imagine having Fernando in that year 22.
Didn't have him.
Nope. And now look what he's doing in this postseason. He's been brilliant. He was built for this moment. I mean, I don't think it takes many people to go, oh, yeah, this dude was made to mash in the postseason.
Have you ever been tuned into one of our shows when the people call in and say, you know, the statistics said that the Padres are a lot better without Fernando Tatis?
And we
have to, like, answer to that.
I listen to you guys all the time, mainly because I just want you to love me. That's my whole goal.
I know it is. You've told me before, and it's still a work in progress.
Well, yeah, I know. Secondarily, yes, I've heard those things. I mean,
People are crazy, right?
People can act sometimes. But,
people are crazy.
I promise you, the Padres are better with Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lineup.
I think so. So what's the plan for you guys? CBS 8 today. I know you're here. I know you can't jump in on the broadcast, but how much coverage can you provide people at home?
Yeah, we do. We just did a couple live shots. We were live at 3:30, 4:30, or 4:00. I'm going to run back down and be live at 4:30 here in a little bit on CBS 8.
Yeah,
and then again at 5:00. And then really the thing that's the best for us, I think, is being in that clubhouse if they clinch. I've been lucky enough to do it 4 times now. And the thing I love about it the most, not only is it a huge celebration of the Padres and what they've accomplished, but the questions you get to ask and the relationship you get to build with those guys, because they're loose, they're in the moment, and they're so damn happy. You really get great moments with the players. And so that's the thing I look forward to most, not getting ahead of ourselves, not saying it's happening tonight.
I know, but we wanted to. I on that subject, after they beat the Braves, Luis Arraez came by and gave me a hug.
Yeah.
I never met Luis Arraez before in my life. Never seen him before until that hug.
It's just
so,
that,
you know,
kind of celebration. I get beers poured on my head from players and PR members, and it's just, it's a celebration. They would do it with the entire city if they could. That's kind of what it is. Like, it's encompassing of the people in that clubhouse, but it's a celebration for the city and what this team has accomplished.
All right, watch Channel 8's coverage today, tonight. They'll be there for you. We'll be here for you. Jake, Ariane, thanks so much for dropping by, man.
Chris Ello.
Enjoyed
that. That was the worst handshake ever. Let me get it again.
What is that?
You're the best,
Chris,
man. I'm
that
just
Scraby's all upset now.
Matt,
Scraby's all upset.
Matt, yes, Jake.
You know I love you, buddy.
Yes.
You guys, hey, by the way, before I get out of your guys' hair, continue your great work. You, Sammy, everybody at 97.3, Ben and Woods, all of y'all.
That's
Elston
very nice.
And Annie, you guys have done an unbelievable, unbelievable job. And I know all of San Diego thanks you guys for it. So keep up the great work, all y'all.
By the way, your guy Adam Klug, who came over and worked the mic, he turned it just on you.
I know.
And got me off the camera.
Notice how all the viewers started to kind of just get off of.
I know we lost
the
all our viewers for some reason.
What
happened?
Get Klug back here. Get Ello back on camera. Do it the right way.
No worries.
Are you
good
just
to see you, Jake?
Are you just live all the way through?
Just till 5:00.
And
then Sammy's got the pregame show. So
good.
We're good to go.
Good luck,
thanks
man.
For coming by with us.
Appreciate you. Thank
Jake
you so
Ariane
much. You guys
from,
take care.
CBS 8. Local 8. He's down on the field right now.
Now
going
it's
going to
gonna
do
follow
his live
him.
Spot.
Now it's going to follow him.
Yeah, this camera's
no,
so crazy.
It's got AI in it. So what you need to do, Chris, is point it back towards you. And then you need to wave at it so that it knows you're the subject.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know. This is a lot right now. But
this is a lot of technical expertise that I don't have any of.
Yes. Now wave at it. There.
Me
it
over
stopped.
Here.
Now it knows you. Now it knows you.
Oh,
see?
There we go.
There
Hi.
You go.
All right. We'll take a break. More Gwynn and Chris. Russ Dorsey from MLB Network is going to join us before it's all over. Sitting here with about 1,000 of my favorite and best Padre friends up in the loft. At Petco Park, Western Metal Supply Company building, where hopefully tonight, at the end of it, the Padres will be celebrating again. Game 4 of the NLDS is coming up soon. Don't go anywhere on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And all right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:23 is the time. We are hanging out at the Loft Western Metal Supply Company building ahead of Game 4 of the National League Divisional Series. I think every Padre fan up and down thinking and hoping the same thing, that tonight is the night, Scraby. If the Dodgers are to keep it going, Scrabe, they're going to have to do it without Freddie Freeman, at least at the beginning of the game tonight.
Yes, at least at the beginning of the game tonight, because they have just announced that he has been scratched from the lineup. He does look like he's in pain when he's running. He could barely run last night. And he did actually make a play where he had to go up, catch a ball, and then he came back down on that ankle, so it doesn't really surprise me. But yes, he has been scratched from the lineup, and Max Muncy has been put in first base, or put at first base, and then Kike Hernandez is going to play third, and then Chris Taylor is going to go to center field.
Chris Taylor is going to be in center field tonight. Does that mean Edmund will be back at shortstop?
Correct. He's back
all
at
right,
shortstop.
So no Miguel Rojas either tonight after he left the game last night.
Correct. He's not in the lineup as well.
All right. And they're resting Otani tonight, I heard.
Yeah, okay. They're resting Otani. He's sitting right there at the top, Chris.
He's going to bat. They're going to go ahead and play him tonight. They're going to use Otani tonight. All right. Well,
I don't know why they would.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me to use, you know, that guy.
No, not at all.
How about the Padre lineup? Anything we need to know?
It's pretty much the same as last night. You got Arise playing first base. I think he's earned playing first base for the third game in a row, which has been a long time since he's done that. Then you got Fernando, Jerickson Profar, Manny Machado, Jackson Merrill, Xander Bogaerts, David Peralta DHing, Jake Cronenworth, and then Higashioka is starting another game, which I thought he had another home run last night. I thought he had one.
Yeah, it was a fairly deep fly. But I don't think it threatened home run distance.
In the park, it seemed off the bat like, oh, this one's got a chance. I can't believe Higgy did it again.
Well, tonight maybe Higgy will do it again. I mean, look, he's got to do it again tonight. He's fallen behind Fernando in the postseason home run race.
Yes.
Fernando's got four. Higgy's got three.
I mean, who had that on their bingo card? Higgy and Fernando racing for the home run lead in the MLB playoffs.
Seven home runs between them in the playoffs. Padres have only played five games. You know, here's another thing to keep an eye on with the Dodgers starting and going with the bullpen day. You know, if you're the Dodgers, from their perspective, they really are counting on Ryan Brazier. I know he's only going to go an inning or two, but the Dodgers have to find a way to keep the Padres from having, you know, an explosion at the beginning of the game again.
Yeah.
And if you look at the playoffs, the Padres have scored 30 runs in their playoff games so far. In five games, they've scored 30 runs.
That's pretty good.
22 of those runs have been scored in the first three innings for the Padres.
That is a crazy stat.
Yeah, they're getting a ton of runs early in the ball game. The only other game that the Padres scored some runs after the third inning was on Sunday night when they finally put the game away really late. But if you look at, you know, game one against Atlanta, they led 3-0 at the beginning. And then Higashioka finally tacked onto it in the eighth inning with a home run. Game two against Atlanta, the Padres scored 5 in the second and never scored again. Game three against the Dodgers, or game one, I should say, against the Dodgers, the Padres had 5 runs at the beginning of the game, then never scored again.
Yep.
Game four, we just talked about it. They finally did tack on some runs. And then last night, they got 6 in the second inning and never scored again. So, you know, I'm not sure if that means anything, but I think it's something to watch. I mean, the Padres have been coming out swinging and scoring early, you know, and haven't been able to, you know, do the kind of damage that we see them do late in games.
Yeah.
At least so far. It's a small sample size.
I tweeted this last night, but maybe, and I know that they want to score runs throughout the entire game, so I know that they're not just stopping trying to score runs, but their team has been built to basically play a 6-inning game. You get to the 7th inning, you have Jason Adam, then you have Tanner Scott, then you got Suarez. And they have not needed to score late because of how good their pitching is. This is exactly what A.J. Preller built this team for. Close playoff games that are won by Padres pitching.
Well, look, they are built for it, but it sure make me feel a whole lot better to have a 3- or 4-run lead going to the 7th inning instead of 1 run. I mean, the Dodgers, you know, Max Muncy, he can scare you and run into one. Will Smith, he can run into one. You know, Tommy Edman can run into one. Anybody can run into one. That's why I want to be leading by more than one.
Exactly.
Late in the game, my heart's not going to be able to take it again, Scraby.
Wait, and you're going to be in the park tonight. I hope that there's no, like, emergencies or anything. I'm going to be like, oh, no, Chris.
I'm in trouble.
You can't take it.
Meanwhile, the Mets are rallying again. They have runners at second and third with nobody out in the 6th inning. They're still trailing 1-0. We'll see if they can finally catch the Phillies in game 4 of that series. Yankees Royals, no score, 2nd inning. Quinn and Chris taking a break with Russell Dorsey due up from Yahoo Sports when we return to Petco Park. All right, excited to be back. Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Russell Dorsey, Baseball Insider, Yahoo Sports. Seen him in the past on MLB Network. And the one thing I just told you before you came on, Russ, the Padres are on the verge of making you look good, because I've seen your many of your predictions this year, and the one team people, they were asking you about, like, in June and July,
yeah,
hey, what's that one team you're kind of keeping an eye on? And you said the Padres then. So,
listen, as a writer, you have a lot of predictions, and oftentimes you're wrong.
Yeah, I know.
So
believe me, the listeners remind us.
Every once in a while you get one right.
Yeah.
I should probably thank A.J. Preller for that one, for the moves he made with the bullpen at the deadline. But, no, I think when you looked at this Padres team, you always saw the bones of a team that could potentially not only get to but win the World Series. And I think it took a couple of years of beating the Dodgers a couple of seasons ago and seeing – okay, we can do it, and getting over that hump. And now, you know, you move some guys out, you bring some guys in, and kind of tinker with the roster where it's like, all right, maybe we're too top-heavy. You bring in a Juan Soto, who's a fantastic player, but in that trade with the Yankees, you get back Michael King, who's been fantastic for this team this year. So now I think you look at the Padres right now, you're all the pressure is on the Dodgers at this point, and with no Freddie Freeman now, who just scratched a couple of minutes ago, this is an opportunity for San Diego to go crazy.
The Padres, we've seen them from so close that I sometimes don't know if we diagnosed them correctly. But, I mean, I don't see too many weaknesses on this club. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to win anything, but, you know, the hitting is good. They don't strike out. They can hit for power. They got enough speed. Defensively, they're good at almost every position. Starting pitching, bullpen, manager, I mean, it's the stuff of, hopefully for San Diego fans, the stuff of champions.
I think you're looking at a team that is starting to crescendo at the right time, right? Like, it's not like they were the best team in baseball from the All-Star break on, and it's not like they peaked early September like some teams did. You look at the Minnesota Twins, who were, you know, good for most of the year and then fell off the table in September. They've kind of gotten themselves to this point, like, all right, we got to keep going. We have another level. We have another gear. And in the postseason, you're starting to see that other gear. And so, yeah, I think you're right. And they're a team with very few weaknesses. And that's the part of this team that I really like, because, you know, you look at the Dodgers with all their stars and all their names, you could still say, all right, this is a flaw. This is a weakness. They have a hole here. And so I think making your roster as bulletproof as possible is a really big thing.
Francisco Lindor may not win the MVP award, but he just hit a grand slam.
Wow.
To give the Mets a 4-1 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's what the roar was you heard behind
How
us here
that?
In the Western Metal Supply Company. Lindor's been incredible. I want to ask you, as somebody who's a national writer and goes to stadiums all over the country, I think you're a Chicago guy originally.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
From your Chicago, still living there.
Yeah, but your thoughts of being here at Petco Park, I mean, we're getting used to this, but, you know, it's so fun for all of us every night during a playoff especially to be part of this atmosphere.
It's insane. It's insane. And it's one of those things where, you know, the Chargers obviously leaving gave the Padres an opportunity to say, no, we're the show in town, and yeah, we want to show you guys not only that we have one of the most beautiful environments in all of baseball, but we have a pretty damn good baseball team as well. And having a fan base that bought into this team is huge, where San Diego's a baseball city now, and I think the rest of the world is starting to see that display on the biggest stage.
What'd you think of Manny's play when it happened last night? I've admitted to everybody, as somebody, I thought I knew baseball, I really thought he got away with one when he did it. Now I come to find out it was just a brilliant play by a really smart guy.
Look, you talk about Manny Machado and baseball IQ. It's one of the highest ones in the big leagues. And finding, I'm like you. Like, I do this for a living. It's like, oh, you can create your own baseline. Cool.
Who knew?
And even hearing from Freddie Freeman after the game said, hey, it's a good play. I would have done the exact same thing if I'm running there. So,
right,
you know, shout out to Manny, because without that play, you don't continue the inning. You don't get the Peralta double. You don't end up getting Fernando's two-run shot to blow this place up. So, no, great play. I think when you look at Manny and what he's been since he's come to San Diego, he has been everything that this organization has wanted him to be, as the guy, but also the guy to show a young core when he got here how to win. And so now, you know, you're on the precipice of getting to the NLCS to potentially play, looks like, if things hold, the New York Mets, which would be pretty wild.
That would definitely be. Russell Dorsey is with us from Baseball Insider from Yahoo Sports. Russell, just a couple more quick things. If the Dodgers, you know, we're trying. I don't want to. I can't bury them. I'm still too nervous as a Padre fan for, you know, what could happen. They can still come back. But if they lose, do you think it's – would they – potentially have to blow it up? I mean, this would be the third straight year of disaster if that happens for them.
No, I don't look at it as a blow up situation. And I know some people have asked the question, do you move on from Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
And
no.
I think it's pretty unfair. And you look at Dave Roberts as a guy who has taken a lot of criticism over the years, taken a lot of bullets for, you know, teams that have been bounced early, etc. But you look at their situation where they basically did not have maybe one healthy starter down the stretch. And coming into this series where your $325 million arm that you went out and acquired in Yoshinobu Yamamoto can only make it a couple of, you know, in game one. And Jack Flaherty, who you acquired at the deadline, can only make it a couple of innings in game two. And, you know, to Walker Buehler's credit, to get through five after that inning where, you know, there was a lot of soft contact. Obviously, the ball to Fernando, you know, center cut there, but, you know, play here, play there, maybe you get out of that inning without a run scoring. Maybe it's a different ballgame.
Okay, last thing on the Padres and moving forward, if that happens, Mets, Phillies, I mean, you're thinking this team could, I mean, we've never had our parade here, Russ.
Yeah.
This is what, you know, nobody wants me to say it unless I knock on wood.
Yeah.
But you're thinking they got a pretty good chance if they can get through this one. You get or past at least the, a chance.
You get past the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And whether it's the Phillies or the New York Mets, and, you know, I've come on the station a lot and just said, hey, this is a team that could potentially win the World Series. And that hasn't changed. In fact, I feel it more now than ever, seeing the way this team responds, seeing how they're not afraid of anything. Right, I think they're a wild card team that looks at themselves as being better than the team that won the division. Right, you've seen it in the series. And for me, I look at the Padres, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Phillies, the Padres are a team that is going to be dangerous for whoever they face, not only in the NLCS, but if they move on to the World Series on the AL side as well.
Cam, okay, I just thought of one more question. I'm sorry. I got to ask
you. No, you're good.
Are we the villains? And people around the country are starting to write that the Padres kind of like the villain role. Manny likes being a villain. We like these guys too much to buy into that here, but I wonder if you ever, has that ever even crossed your mind?
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. I look at it as a great series with two rivals, right? Like, I don't look at it as a team being a villain, because for me, I think for much of this season, people looked at the Padres as the fun team, you know, the last couple of seasons, if we're going to be honest. And I don't know if that has necessarily changed, but I do know that one thing that happens when you're successful, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, where everybody's like, ooh, the Chiefs.
Yeah, now we like these guys.
Like, let's get them out of here. So
yeah,
that's a good thing. When you start to get to the point where people are like, all right, enough of them, that's how you know you're starting to become one of those organizations that is regularly successful.
Russell Dorsey, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. I'll see you over there in the press box.
Yes, sir.
In a little bit. Russell Dorsey, Yahoo Sports, Baseball Insider. Thanks. We got a few minutes to go, but you can head out.
All right.
We don't have a break for you, so you got to go out on the
– okay.
You got to kind of exit stage right. Sorry? Well, we do have to check traffic, Scraby says, so let's do that. Thanks.
Oh, wait, Chris. We are back on the air, and Chris is right now looking at – he's talking to someone. Apparently, he forgot that we were in traffic and not a commercial break. But I'm going to put him down while he's talking to the fans and just say that, wow, 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 or whatever the Mets are saying, OMG, because this team, this Mets team, continues to do things that they're not supposed to do. And the Phillies are up 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, Francisco Lindor hits a grand slam. That is insane. And that is what playoff baseball is all about. I don't think Chris really knows. He's still on the air and on the camera. But oh well. Oh well. I'm going to try to wave to him. This game tonight is obviously very, very, very important. And Dylan Cease going on 3 days rest and him saying that he's ready to go and him saying that he's never done this in his career, but he's going to listen to his body. I completely trust Dylan Cease, and I completely trust Mike Schilt in making the decision on when to take him out of the game. I mean, we've seen Dylan Cease so many times this year be really, really, really good. And we've seen him sometimes this year that, you know, he struggled. But I think in the end, Dylan Cease is going to give a good performance tonight. There's no way he's going to go out on the mound if he is not feeling it. And instead of a bullpen game, Dodgers are now going to face one of the Padres' better pitchers. And I like our chances. I like the Padres' chances. And, you know, the Dodgers' bullpen game, as Chris has said a couple times today, the Tigers did a bullpen game today and they won. So it's not always just an easy win whenever the bullpen game is the one that is put forth before us. I heard that last night in the drive home, and I was kind of shocked, to be honest, because I didn't think that you would have $1 billion spent in the offseason, and then all of a sudden you are looking at a bullpen game with the end of your season if you lose. So that seems like a very, very risky proposition for the Dodgers. I also want to talk about this. The Dodgers, everything... Oh, I think Chris is back. I think he's back. Chris, are you still there?
Scraby.
What happened to you?
I started talking with Peter Schwartz, our sales director.
Of course.
And I forgot that we were doing the show. I threw it to traffic, and then I forgot we were doing traffic.
Yes, it's okay.
I thought we were in, like, a real commercial break.
No, here, let me tell you what. I had a good little thing about Dylan Cease. I had a good little thing about the Mets. But here's what I was about to say. The Dave Roberts stuff from yesterday has completely disappeared in my mind. So really what it just proves to me is that Dave Roberts was trying to create a distraction and trying to throw the Padres off their game because no one's talking about it today. No one is talking about it.
No. It was, and the Padres did a good job of just getting rid of it all before it went anywhere. And then Dave Roberts himself, I think, you know, I saw his pregame interview yesterday with, you know, the beloved Ken Rosenthal.
Yes, the beloved.
And Dave Roberts, he asked him about it. Dave Roberts didn't even, he just said, I'm done. So I think Dave Roberts, I think you're right, Scraby. There's a couple things I think you're right. I think there was a long shot in his mind that maybe they could get Manny suspended. But I think the other thing was he was trying to, you know, get the distraction and the pressure off his guys. And I honestly think Dave Roberts himself figured out that it didn't work.
It didn't work, and it made him look kind of dumb.
Made him look kind of foolish. You're absolutely right. And so I think he knew that, you know, I'm going to have to rewind because this just didn't work.
It didn't
and,
at all.
You know, I think that's kind of where that went. So
I have a couple Big Five topics that we were going to do a playoff edition of the Big Five, but we got sidetracked, which is definitely okay. So first, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. But Chris, here's a stat maybe you haven't talked about yet. I didn't hear you say this yet, but the Padres are the only team still alive without a stolen base or a stolen base attempt in the postseason. The only other team that did not do either of those was the Orioles, and the Orioles only played two games. So
Padres haven't attempted a steal yet.
No, this is what this is what I'm reading. They are the only team still alive without a stolen base or an attempt in the postseason, which kind of changes from what they did a little bit during the season, but it's working.
Yeah,
obviously.
I think they'd like to run. They don't want to lose any outs right now, and they're not getting a lot of base runners after the early innings.
That's also
true. Know?
You have to have base runners.
And I think this is what we just talked about, right? 22 of their 30 runs have come after the third or before the third inning, and I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is they're scoring on the home run right now, so they're sitting back and just kind of waiting on that home run. I don't think they have to push the issue quite as much as they would normally do it. So, but I think it's a good one. I mean, Arise is not going to steal. I think Fernando could do some running if he gets on. I mean,
Fernando's
Jackson Merrill can do a little running.
So he has no opportunities to steal.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Just
they don't,
runs.
I mean, the Padres don't have a you know, legit, you know, Vince Coleman on this roster. So, you know, it's interesting, though. Good point, Scrape. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
I think they'll start running if they, you know, they get behind a run or two. It's not a bad way to try to create something.
The Big Five is usually brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Chris, is some of these slumps that are happening in the post. What about Jake Cronenworth? He kind of, you know, he had two hits last night. He also was quoted by Kevin Acey saying that it doesn't matter what your batting average is on a day-to-day basis in the playoffs. You just have to do what you need to do in the game. But if you're looking at even bigger megastars like Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr., you're looking at guys that have struggled badly in the postseason. And Aaron Judge right now, coming into this game, he was 1-for-7 in the 9 plate appearances with 4 strikeouts and only 2 walks. So how much does a player's legacy really hinge on how they do in the playoffs? Because Aaron Judge is a great player, but some of these bad postseasons will hurt his legacy.
They could, but I don't think that they will. I've always felt this on postseason. I think to a certain extent, and the way it's played out in my, you know, life of watching baseball, I don't remember guys in the postseason who struggled. I do remember guys in the postseason who have been incredibly good. So I've always kind of felt that the postseason is a bit of a freebie for the players in the sense where I think you can enhance your reputation, enhance your legacy, by hitting a bunch of big home runs and doing those things in the postseason, a la a Reggie Jackson, you know, a la some other, you know, people you could name. But I don't know that you can hurt your legacy that much. The postseason every year picks on two or three guys who just slump at the wrong time. And, you know, Bobby Witt, I think, started 0 for 9.
Yeah.
Pasquantino, I think, started 0 for 9. But you know what? The Royals won one game. So I don't think they care. And, you know, I think that's just kind of the way you do it in the postseason. Jake said it best. He goes, I don't really care if I get a hit. I mean, I want to. But I got a lot of other things I'm trying to do to help us win the game. And I don't think anybody thinks about those individual things. Now, Judge, you mentioned him. He hasn't done it this postseason yet. He's also not really done well in his previous postseasons. So that could start to follow him around a little bit. But, I mean, when all said and done, they're going to talk about Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs one year, 58 home runs one, you know, all of those things. So I know what you're saying, but I think on the immediate, you say, well, the guy struggled, et cetera. But I don't think it's too long-lasting in the postseason.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, Aaron Judge has so much more time in his career, too, to do great things in the postseason. There was something else I was going to bring up, and it just left my mind.
That's a Tony move. You've been hanging around Tony too much.
It's me getting older as well. I would like to say about, we said it a little bit earlier, but for everybody who's just tuning in, probably driving down through the game right now, Ken Rosenthal was boycotted by the Padres players yesterday. They did not give any interviews to him, and he is going to be doing interviews tonight. They're going to be back on it. But I didn't see this. Jurickson Profar was actually asked a question, or Ken Rosenthal was in the scrum, and Jurickson Profar just shook his head, no, like, I'm not answering your question. I'm not going to pay you any attention. Now, I think that's all behind them, but still, I mean, this Ken Rosenthal thing will be something we talk about as a part of this postseason. Depending on what happens.
If I'm Jurickson Profar, I got to at least have a one-night, you know, boycott like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to me, you know. the guy said that Jurickson Profar is like a little kid who pulls the fire alarm at school.
Yeah, and says, who me?
And then says, who me? I mean, it was a pretty pointed put down. So, yeah, good for Profar. And hopefully the Padres win tonight and Profar can go over and pour some champagne on his head in the locker room tonight and get even.
Do you have...
I think that would be the perfect response tonight, to just go over and pour some champagne on the guy's head.
And yeah, and all you can do is be like, I'm just celebrating.
I'm just celebrating. Yeah, that's right.
He just keeps getting beer and champagne.
Everybody just goes after him.
Well, I mean, I can attest, and you can too. When I walked into that room last week, I got hit in the face with champagne, and it is it's a wild environment in there. So that would be the perfect excuse for the Padres to get back. But
yeah.
Dylan Cease tonight, are you, like, with this performance on Saturday, are you a little worried? I'm not worried, but I am interested to see how Mike Schilt handles Dylan Cease today.
Well, he's not going to give him a long leash. You can't in the postseason. So, you know, he's going to have two or three, four innings to try and get himself established. Here's something I thought about in watching Dylan Cease and his performance in Game 1. I think Mark Ripperger was the home plate umpire in Game 1. He will not be the home plate umpire tonight. But Ripperger would not give Cease the strike at the top of the zone on the fastball. And, you know, he wasn't giving it to either team, but he wasn't giving it to Cease. And I really think Cease kind of needs that pitch to set up a lot of his other stuff. So something I would watch for tonight is early in the game, first inning, second inning, Dylan Cease throws a fastball up at the, you know, right at the letters, and it's take. Will it be called a strike? Because I think if it is, it's going to help him tremendously. I know that sounds like kind of a small detail.
No, it's a good detail.
Yeah, in these days, everything's a big detail. So, you know, I'm hoping Dylan Cease can get that higher pitch, because his fastball explodes into the zone And I think it has a better chance to explode when it's up around the letters as opposed to at the knees. So that'll be something I would watch for tonight.
Dylan Cease is a your type of pitcher. He's a guy who's going on 3 days rest. He doesn't care how his arm feels. He's ready to go.
He should, man. He should. This is what you build up for. This is what you live for. I mean, Dylan Cease is playing at the White Sox the last couple of years. Come on, this guy.
That's a good point.
He's getting an opportunity of a lifetime. He doesn't want to miss it. You know, at the same time, he's got to be on point. Because if you're not on point against the Dodgers, you're going to get hurt. I mean, they're that good. We know that.
Definitely.
So,
Chris, just so you know, we're going to be going until 5:02 here. So we got about 5 minutes.
All right, we got 5 minutes. The Phillies, meanwhile, have 6 outs left to them. Mets still lead 4-1. They're going to the top of the 8th inning now. Francisco Lindor, who else, hit a grand slam for the Mets in the bottom of the 6th inning to give them this 4-1 lead. The Phillies so far have been held to 3 hits. They have done very little offensively. Jose Quintana pitched 5 innings, and David Peterson has come on in relief of him. So the Phillies are running out of time, Scrabe.
Yeah, they are.
They got 6 outs left, and if the Mets win, not only do they go to the NLCS, and they would either be coming here or, you know, however it works out, but...
Well, the Padres get the home field advantage if the Mets win.
That's what
win.
I just said, right. Oh, they would have to come here. But this would be the third year in 3 tries that the number 6 seed from the National League makes it to the championship series.
That's crazy.
And if the Mets make the World Series, it would be the 3rd time in 3 tries that the number 6 team makes it to the World Series.
Wow.
Because 2 years ago, the Phillies were the number 6 seed. They made it. Last year, the Diamondbacks were the number 6 seed. They made it. Now the Mets are the number 6 seed. They're trying to make it. And I got one more thing on the Mets. The magic of the Mets. They eliminated the Brewers, right?
Yes.
The Brewers, in their history, have been eliminated 11 times from the postseason. The team that has eliminated them has won the World Series 10 times.
Whoa.
Right?
Oh, I do not like that whatsoever.
Can you believe that, though? What are the odds of that?
I need a math magician to tell me all about that, because...
The Brewers, when they get eliminated, the team that eliminates them goes to the World Series and usually wins it.
You know, I don't believe in that, or I do believe in that stuff, but I shouldn't.
I know you do.
In it.
You don't want to believe in that one, though.
No. Real quick, Chris, do you know who threw out the first pitch last night before the game? I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet.
I did. I saw him. Jorge
Alfaro.
Yeah, LFGSD.
Yeah, LFGSD. I got to tell you, I was surprised. Everybody was surprised. They for them to get the crowd going, because Jorge Alfaro is still a fan favorite. He will be a San Diego Sun forever.
Good job by Jorge Alfaro, but I got to tell you, I think even Mr. Rogers could get the Padre crowd going these days.
I don't know. Jorge Alfaro. Okay, let's go get Mr. Rogers and put him on the field. See when he puts on his
Mr.
little...
Rogers is alive anymore.
Oh, he puts on his little sweater because he's cold. But
he can't if he's not living. Sorry to say. Are you there?
Yes,
I thought I just heard somebody whisper to me. I don't know who that would have been.
It was me, and we need to stop for legal identification.
Oh, yes, we do.
KWN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, it's Chris Ello. We talk Padres, but I like to steer the discussion in the direction of the Aztecs as well. Listen for yourself, Gwynn and Chris, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Phillies are down to their last 4 outs now. 2 outs, bases empty, top of the 8th inning.
Oh, you're behind.
I'm behind. Oh, yeah. They just got a base hit. So they're still losing. All right, we're saying goodbye. Scrape?
Yes, we're saying goodbye.
Okay, well, I don't know. I hear the music, so I'm assuming.
That's it.
Well, thanks to Adam Klug. Sammy Levitt helped me set up earlier today. Scraby back in the studio. Of course, Tony in the press box. All of the fans here at the Western Metal Supply Company building in the loft. It's packed. And tonight it's game four of the playoffs. Stay tuned. Sam Levitt's pregame show is next. Hopefully tomorrow. We will be with you at 2 o'clock tomorrow, but hopefully it's a celebration show. Make sure you're with us tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.